joy to be here tonight. You have your Bible with you, Isaiah, the book of Isaiah chapter 64. The book of Isaiah chapter 64. I want to read one verse. You probably can quote this verse. I have many times, but I want to read this verse tonight and then try to preach from this verse and others tonight as the Lord would direct us. And I do need your prayers, the Lord would help us. I would appreciate greatly you praying with us and for us tonight. Isaiah chapter 64, and we're looking at verse number 6. The Bible reads like this, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Father, we're grateful tonight for the privilege to bow in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the prayers and testimonies and songs and your sweet presence among us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the people of God and for, Lord, the Word of God tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd add your blessings now to the reading of the Scripture. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd have mercy upon me as I stand before this congregation, a dying man, preaching to dying men, women, boys, and girls. And I pray that eternal work of the Holy Ghost and that, Lord, would be accomplished in our midst tonight. And I pray, Lord, tonight that we would just not be hearers of the Word of God, but be doers. I pray, dear Lord, that we'll not just be hearers of the Word of God, but we'll hear God in the Word tonight. I pray, dear Lord, that we would, our eyes would be open and our ears would be unstopped and our hearts would be touched tonight by the Word of God. I pray, dear Lord, that your Word would go forth now in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Give us physical strength in our body and voice to preach. And give us spiritual strength tonight. Call our remembrance to Scriptures. Give us heavenly wisdom tonight. And may, dear Lord, the Word of God fall on good ground tonight and bring forth fruit unto perfection. I pray you reveal yourself to every individual that's come through those doors tonight. And reveal to each one of us our need of you tonight. And may this be the night, Lord, we move towards you, that we'd be obedient sons and daughters. I would that we would hearken and heed to the voice of God and the Word of God. I pray we would have meekness tonight, would receive the engrafted Word that's able to save our soul. I pray during tonight you rebuke every force of Satan and hell that would defeat us. I pray for victory now in every heart and life. I pray, Lord, above everything that's accomplished tonight, you'd get glory and honor unto your high and holy name. We'll love you and thank you and praise you for what you do. I ask what I ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen tonight. Well, I want to preach from this verse tonight and other verses in the Scripture tonight, and not a complicated subject that I have, not a long title for a sermon do I have tonight. But notice, as Isaiah said, "But we are all as an unclean thing." I'm interested in that word tonight, unclean. Our uncleanliness tonight, unclean. Isaiah made a statement about the nation of Israel, and that Isaiah not only made a statement about them, but it is a statement that is true tonight, and speaks of every one of the fallen sons of Adam. It speaks of the human race tonight. We are all as an unclean thing tonight. There is none righteous. The Bible said, no, not one. And Isaiah said, if we have any righteousness, if we have anything that we can attribute to ourselves, he said, when they hold it up in the light of the Word of God, when we hold it up, my friend, to the eyes of the Lord, he said, it says, filthy rags in his sight. Amen. That is, it says a leper's claw.
It's as a cloth that a leper girds himself with. And when a pus runs from that sores and it feels that cloth, that leper will cast it aside. And it's an unclean thing. And he said that's what our righteousness is in the sight of God tonight. So the Bible indicates to us here and in other places tonight that man in his natural state, man in the state that he's born in, is an unclean thing tonight. I know, my friend, that folks tell us today that there's good in all men. And that if we dig deep enough, we can uncover, and my friend, we can bring forth that goodness that's within man. But the Bible talks directly opposite tonight and says there's no good in the best of men tonight. That is, as far as my friend obtaining salvation, as far as that perfect righteousness that God said we must have in order to have a relationship with Him and in order to go to heaven when we die. It is a perfect righteousness that God demands and in order to fellowship with a sinner. It is perfect righteousness that God demands in order for us to be able to abide with God eternally. Amen? And man does not have that perfect righteousness. He may have self-righteousness. My friend, he may have a religious righteousness. But the only way to get that righteousness, God, is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that righteousness is not obtained by work. It is a gift of God. It is imputed righteousness. In other words, God puts it on our account of the righteousness of Christ. And the only way God will put the righteousness of Christ unto our account, and I pray, is when we in repentance towards God and faith in His name trust Him as our Lord and Savior. Amen. That is committing our life unto Him. That is resigning our will unto the will of God. That is going God's way and turning our back on our way tonight. Amen. So tonight the Bible declares that man is unclean tonight. That man is full of uncleanness tonight. The Bible tells us in the book of Job, chapter 15 and verse number 14. What is man that he should be clean? And he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous. Behold, he, speaking of God, putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water. Amen. I remind you tonight, we are unclean in our natural condition tonight. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 19, Paul said, I speak after the infirmity of the manner of man because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members service to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity. Paul said, that's the way we live. That's the condition that all the human family finds themselves is yielding their members to uncleanness. Amen? Why? Because uncleanness is within us tonight. Amen? My God. And oh, tonight, my friend, we may feel justified. We may feel okay when we compare ourselves by someone else. We may feel cleaner than they are more righteous than they. But that's the wrong measuring stick tonight. Oh, hear me, friend. That's why God gave Moses the law. Amen. And God, it revealed, my friend, the character of God. And it revealed the sinfulness of man. Why did man die from Adam to Moses, though he had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression? Adam was given a commandment that he should not eat of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. And he ate and died. But yet man, hey, God kept dying. All mankind indeed sinful. And thank God the law I never justified a man, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified, but by the law is the knowledge of sin. It pointed it out. It put its finger on it. And it said, that's unclean. And that's unclean. And the soul that sinned shall surely die. And because we bear the image of Adam and the nature of Adam, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And so we're unclean tonight. Amen. Can we clean ourselves up? Can we, if we're unclean, can we get clean? Can we quit enough bad habits and start enough good ones? Can we give or do enough benevolent acts to get us clean? Amen. Can we right the wrong? Can we cleanse ourselves of the uncleanness that we find ourselves in as the fallen sons of Adam himself? As a part of the human race and the human family, can we get clean? Amen. Can we go to church enough times? Can we say enough prayers? Can we give enough of our goods? Amen. That God would accept us, or it would do away with our uncleanness. Job said, Job 14 and verse 4, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? If we're unclean, who then can bring something clean out of that uncleanness? Job asked the question, and then he answered it, and he said, no, there's not one. There's not one that can bring uncleanness out of uncleanness. Not in man's hands. Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. Oh, God help us tonight. Oh, Job chapter number 9. Verse 30, he said, if I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, what happens, Job? He said, yet thou shalt plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Jeremiah spoke of it in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 22. He said, though I wash with nitre and with much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord. Are you anybody listening to me tonight? Man is unclean in his natural state. Man is unclean in the state that he's born in. Anybody listening to me tonight? And he cannot get clean. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, how'd you find out she is unclean? Well, in the Old Testament economy, the way the leper, thank God, became unclean is the priest declared him unclean. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I say tonight, the whole world, God has, my friend, through the law and through what Christ has done, the mouth of the whole world is stopped. And the whole world is guilty before God. But yet the majority of the world, thank God, feels justified tonight. They feel innocent. They feel okay about themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, really, thank God. And I feel folks can be in terrible sin tonight and feel good about themselves. Or they can be religious, sitting on a, thank God, a church pew and feel justified about themselves tonight. But the truth is, we're all an unclean thing tonight, and all of our righteousnesses is just filthy rags. Hallelujah. Amen. So how does man, thank God, how does he find out that he is unclean? Well, according to Leviticus chapter 13, thank God, my friend, the leper, I want a scalp, thank God. When a rising, when a ball, hey, God broke out on the flesh of a man, he was to go to the priest, the high priest, and the priest was to look over at what was going on and see, hey, God, if it was leprosy, and if it was, hey, God, he declared the man, he declared the person declared them unclean. Thank God. That separated them from their family. They had to leave their family. They had to leave their friends. They had to leave, thank God, the city or the village that they occupied, amen, and dwell by themselves on the outside of the city, amen. And leprosy, thank God, is a physical disease, thank God. And there's still no cure for leprosy tonight, amen. I don't hear much about it, but it is still in some third world countries tonight. Thank God. And I know a man that is a missionary to those lepers tonight and has been for years. Hallelujah. Oh. And he didn't just preach to them. Thank God. He didn't just go and talk to them. Thank God, or preach to them. He lives with them. He's got in the case with them. Thank God. And got where they were at. Y'all hearing me? Amen. But how does a leper know that he's unclean? How does he know? Thank God, what's in him or on his flesh is unclean. The high priest looks at it. Thank God. And according to the law of God, declares him unclean. How does the sinner find themselves unclean tonight? The whole world is. Thank God. But the whole world don't know they are. The whole world is lost tonight, but everybody don't know it. Everybody's not convinced of it. And if they ever find out, the high priest of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to have to inform them. He's going to have to tell them, hey, if you ever find out you're unclean, that you're filthy in the eyes of God, that you're undone, that you're wretched and vile, and God does not accept your person, you'll find it out. Thank God, when the high priest of heaven, through the Holy Spirit of God, thank God, says to your heart, unclean, unclean. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of folks have joined the church. A lot of folks have made religious professions. A lot of folks, my friends, have tried to turn over a new leaf and do better because they felt bad about what they did, how they got caught up with what they did, or what is going on in their life. But I'll tell you, salvation can only be wrought, thank God, and an unclean person can only be made clean, thank God, when they are convicted and when they are convinced that they are unclean. And Satan won't tell you're unclean. If you ever find it out, it'll have to be the God of heaven that'll pronounce you unclean. Woo! I sure am glad I got unclean one night. Because if I'd have stayed clean, thank God, if I'd have stayed all right, I'd been forever lost. But I'm glad God found the truth on me and let me find out how my condition and the song they sung years ago. Thank God, I'm glad I got lost so I could be saved. I'm glad I got lost so I could be found. And that's the only people that God can save tonight is sinners. That's the only people that can get clean tonight is people that are unclean. And the only way to find out you're unclean is through the preaching of the gospel and the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, before an individual would go to the high priest, they would, that breaking out would come. I want to say this tonight. As far as leprosy is concerned, the gene of leprosy, the possibility of leprosy, is in all of our bodies tonight. Some folks it never comes out on. Amen. Is anybody hearing me tonight? And if it's a type of sin, and it is, sin's in all of us tonight. Amen. And one day it'll break out on you. Hallelujah. I never will forget going from a stage of innocency to a stage of conscience. And y'all remember that? Boy, growing up in church and around church, just as innocent as I could be. Hallelujah. By the way, I do believe God has entrusted parents. And I do believe God has entrusted grandparents. And I do believe God has entrusted aunts and uncles. And I do believe God has entrusted the church, hey God, to do everything in their power to protect the innocency of a child. Amen. Hallelujah. And the sad thing in America tonight is that our children are having their innocence stolen from them at too early of an age. Hey, they're having their virtue and their innocence stolen from them. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey, God. Amen. And Hollywood and the media and society are rebels and stealing of the innocence of a child. You hear me? Hallelujah. God help us tonight. Amen. Well, I'm trying to hurry, but I think I'll just slow down now. Hallelujah. Dear preacher friend of mine, Brother Dixon, he's 68. And he was saved probably around 75. Come along in there, 76, I think 75. And he and I both knew an old preacher that back then was someone that was unusual back in those days when he and I were both young preachers, that men dealt in the Bible and dealt in revelation and prophecy, but this old preacher did. He didn't get too far out, but he just said some things that were relevant and true. And he called a preacher aside one day, and we talked about it just the other day. He's dead now. He and I both went to see him within the past year, three different times, as he was in the nursing home and well into his 90s. And he was a preacher. And I tell you, he'd go by and sit down, and he'd go preaching to them in his 90s and preach to them folks in that nursing home. But he made this statement to this preacher, and he and I talked about it just a couple weeks ago. He said, now, preacher, he said, I want to tell you something. He said, we have come through a period now that the church has had to deal with adultery in the church. And he said, it's become a common commodity and something that we've just looked over in life at and went on by. He said, and we had a lot of trouble with it, but he said, there's something coming down the pipe that's going to be worse than that. And he said, it's sodomy, amen. And he said that, hey God, nearly 40 years ago. And you know what? That old man, hey God, has gone to heaven tonight. But he, hey God, set it right. Hallelujah. Anybody listen to me tonight? I'm going to tell you, hey God, it's not going to stop with sodomy tonight. Hey God, I thought when they get their rights to full blown, if they ever do, then right behind them is the pedophile. Hey God, and they're going to say they were born that way and they can't have it. Amen. And they want you to open up their children how to satisfy their pleasure. God help us tonight. What an wicked world that we live in tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Oh my. Oh God help us. So we're there to protect the innocency of children. I don't believe that. Don't y'all think so? Amen. But how well, how innocent I was for several years. Amen. But I remember Brother Willis when sin broke out on me. I remember that first little lie. Amen. But I've come to realize, hey, God, something matter with me. Hallelujah. And my conscience, ain't God afflicted me about it, made me feel bad about it, and I promised myself I would never do that no more. Amen. But the next time I realized, ain't God, there I was doing it again. Hey, are you hearing me? And I become aware that I was near as innocent as I was. Oh, ain't God, I was safe. Ain't God, in the arms of God, as long as my sin. And so are you tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! And the scab broke out on me. The rising was in my flesh. I had the potential of sin, but it never had broke out on me. Now it had. Oh, I tried to cover it up. I tried to justify it by looking at others and say, well, I'm not as bad as them. Amen. My scab's not as big as theirs. Amen. Hey, God, I'm not doing as bad as they are. Oh, that momentarily satisfied and pacified my conscience. Amen. And one night, sitting in an August revival, I got over halfway back. That old man of God got to preach and pulled the cover off of me. And the Holy Ghost got down in my soul and said, show me that scab. And I said, there it is. Show me that rising in the flesh. And I said, there it is. And he said, there's one problem. You're unclean. You're a sinner. Hallelujah. And I left that night shaken. I left that night in a terrible condition. I left all tore up on the inside. Hallelujah. Because the high sheriff of heaven had said, you're unclean. Oh, that's his name. Oh, oh my. I want to ask y'all something tonight. Have you ever seen yourself unclean before the eyes of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen the awfulness of your sin? Amen. The darkness of your sin? Amen. Oh. The condition of your soul. My, it shook me up. I was on dangerous ground. Oh, Lord. I was unclean. Now, I done joined the church because as you said at the lunch table today, Brother Terry, you know as well as I do that when there's a group of young people and one of them will go, that many times the whole crowd, the whole group will move because one or two has moved. That's exactly what happened to me in 1969. Hey, God. Oh, hey, God. The crowd of young folks that was in that church that I was going to and attending. Hey, God. Based on an emotional play. Hey, God, that was put on. One or two started tricking to the altar and then a whole bunch. And I didn't want to be left out and I fell in the crowd. Hey, hallelujah. And I went through the routine that they went through. I prayed like they prayed. I acted like they acted. I stood up, said I'm okay. Got baptized. But something missing inside of me. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey, God. And the spots kept breaking out on me. Hey, God. Hey, God, in my flesh. The scabs and the risings. I kept coming on. Until 3 years later, God said, I'll tell you, you trouble. You're unclean. Hallelujah. And then I got afraid to go to sleep and I got afraid the Lord is coming and I got to dreaming about the Lord coming. Hey, and all the church going up to meet him and all the family, my family, getting to go in and me being left out because I was unclean. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. But not a thing in the world could I do. How to change my uncleanness. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? I couldn't wash myself enough. Hey, God. I couldn't chastise myself enough. Are you anybody listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. 2 years ago, winter before this one, hey, God. I was preaching in the state of Tennessee. Hey, God. And that pastor brought me an article. Hey, God. Of the present day Pope. Amen. And they asked him what he did. Hey, God, in his younger life. And he said, oh, many the nights, many the weeks, that I would fast and do without food and take my clothes off and lay naked on the floor all night and beat myself with rods and with whips. Hey, God, I'm trying to take care or atone for my sin. You know all of that. It won't work tonight. You can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean. I left leper can't change its spots. You can't add one cubit to your stature. Amen. And as an unclean person, as a sinner tonight, thank God, you can't change that.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Well, I told you what is on my heart tonight. Unclean and unclean. I might as well just close my Bible and quit now. I've talked about being unclean. And all of us are. The high priest pronounces that way, and then not a thing within our own power we can do to change that. By the way, if that's all I had to tell you tonight, I wouldn't have drove over here to tell you that. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. The old preacher, he got disgusted with the crowd he'd been preaching to for years. Just got up one day and said, I'm resigning. Y'all just going to hell anyhow. That's what he said. And so is it? That's the way it was. We're just unclean. Thank God. And nothing we can do about it. Why in the world am I preaching tonight? You'll find it out sooner. Amen. It's not in this world. Thank God, it's a judgment. So why in the world am I here tonight? If we're unclean. Hallelujah. And we can't cleanse ourselves. And we can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean. And we can't wash ourselves with snow water, night for our soul, and get ourselves clean. Why am I preaching tonight? Because, hallelujah. Well, bless His name. The lovely Lord of glory came to this sin-benighted world. Hallelujah. How to make men clean tonight. Woo! How can we be clean, preacher? Hey, God, I'll tell you how we can be clean. Hey, God, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, if you find out you're unclean, if the high priest pronounces you unclean tonight and shuts you up unto yourself and away from everybody else, guess what? Hallelujah. That same high priest that can pronounce you clean. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I thought you said there was no cure for leprosy. There's not. But if that leprosy stopped just being a boil or a rising or a stab in the flesh, amen, and it broke out all over the person and it turned them completely white, then hallelujah, thank God, how the high priest could say you're clean from the leprosy. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight when I just said, God, thank God, I just hadn't sinned. I'm just a sinner. Hallelujah. It ain't just this I've done and that I've done. I've been taking my soul to hell. I'm a sinner by nature. I'm a sinner by practice and a sinner by choice. Hallelujah. Thank God. And His blood washed it all away. His blood cleansed me from every bit of it. Amen. When I could claim that I was guilty, He made me innocent. Amen. As long as I tried to justify myself and maintain my innocence, I remained guilty. Amen. But when sin became, thank God, indeed sinful. Hallelujah. When I said it's bigger than me, it's all over me, it's damning me, thank God, it's going to destroy me. Thank God, I'm glad there's a remedy. I'm glad there's redemption. I'm glad there's forgiveness tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. What about this scripture tonight?
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That's pretty plain, isn't it? That's unclean tonight. Amen. Well, preacher, if that's the case, we're all lost tonight. But notice the next verse. And such were some of you. Hallelujah. How do you go? I preach on this morning, then and now. How do you go from a has-been or a used-to-be? How do you go from being a were? Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you how the verse finishes up. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Not by works of righteousness, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Thank God there's power in the blood. There's not any power in the tub, but there's power in the blood. Get baptized, liver tadpole knows your name. Hallelujah. Get baptized backward, forward. Get sprinkled, get poured. Hallelujah. Get immersed, how, whatever you want to do. It won't do you a bit of good, but get washed in the blood of Christ. Thank God, get born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Get birthed into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God, and that'll cleanse you from your sin. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you ever been pronounced unclean? And the dread and the fear and the awfulness it brought to you. And then have you ever in repentance and faith trusted Christ as your Savior and God for Christ's sake pronounced you clean? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Wasn't that what Brother Melvin said about that dear lady from that foreign country? Came to America and came to revival service, came to a meeting. Kept coming, and the Lord dealt with her heart, and finally she went to the altar. Was endeavoring to be saved, and they were praying with her and trying to help her. But they didn't know her language, and she didn't know much of theirs. After a while, somehow she let them know that she was okay. That she's alright. That the burden had passed and she was, things was right between her and the Lord. And they had her stand and face the congregation. And the pastor said, will you tell us how you feel? And she stood there in silence for quite some time. And she had a puzzled look and a question mark like on her face, and it looked like she was searching for the right answer. And by the way, she didn't know very many words of English, and so she searched her limited vocabulary to try to explain how she felt. And finally, after a great moment, great several moments of silence, thank God, she smiled with a big smile and said, clean. Oh, I didn't see no lightning flash that night. I didn't hear any thunder roll. Amen. Are y'all hearing me that night? But I'll tell you, peace moved in my soul. Thank God I felt clean. Hey, the condemnation was gone. The burden had rolled away. There was nothing between my soul and my Savior. I was clean, thank God. I was forgiven. I was justified. He had declared me righteous. And the Spirit of God had bore witness with my spirit that I was saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless His name. Amen. Unclean. But oh, aren't you glad you can be clean tonight? Now, there's one more thought I want to leave with you tonight, and then I'll be through. There is the uncleanness of the sinner. The only way the sinner can be cleansed is to
come to the cross whereon Jesus died, and by faith have the blood that He shed there appropriated to their heart. Amen. And that becomes the propitiation for their sin. And that alone is all that will save the sinner. That's all that will make the sinner clean. In my hand no price I bring, simply to my cross I cling. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Well, bless His name tonight. But if I might tonight talk to you not only about the uncleanness or the sinner being unclean tonight, but can I talk about the saint being for a picture of this, I'd like to look to Isaiah chapter 6 tonight at the prophet Isaiah. Six times, Brother Jones, in chapter 5 of Isaiah, Isaiah looked at his nation and looked at his people and he said, woe be unto you. Six times he cried, woe to a sinful nation. And everything that he said about them was right. And to cry woe to their sin, he was correct in doing so. But in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah in the year that King Uzziah died, saw the Lord high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. And the post of the temple moved at the presence or the glory of the Lord. And Isaiah said there were the seraphims. Amen. Thank God that had six wings. Amen. With twain that did fly, with twain that covered the face, and twain that covered the feet. And they went around that throne and they cried, holy. And the next seraphim that came around cried, holy. Amen. And the third one that came around cried, holy. And He is a thrice holy God. And Isaiah said, when I saw the Lord, then I cried, woe is me. He'd been crying woe unto you. But when he saw the Lord high lifted up, he said, not woe to you. Not woe, thank God, to everybody else. But woe is me. For I am undone. And I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. I'll tell you tonight, just as desperately as the sinner needs to be cleansed tonight from the uncleanness of his sinful condition tonight, the child of God needs to be cleansed tonight from our uncleanness. You say, preacher, I don't have no uncleanness. Well, you better read 1 John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Because that good book, amen, and the Bible said, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. That good book says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. I'll tell you why we can't see our uncleanness. Because we've not got, amen, close enough to the Lord, or we have not seen Him high and lifted up. I don't care how clean you live. I don't care how, hey God, circumspect you walk. I don't care, my friend, hey God, how diligent you've been in doing what's right for God. When you see Him in His glory, you'll find yourself saying, I'm unclean. I need a cleansing. I can't stand in His presence. Amen. When He performed that great miracle for Peter and the disciples in Luke chapter 5, wherein they had fished all night and taken nothing, and then they let it launched out in the deep and let down their nets, and caught such a multitude of fishes, the net began to break and filled two ships, and both of them started sinking. And Peter fell down at Jesus' feet on the shore and said, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. He is a pork abstaining, a synagogue going, ain't God Sabbath keeping Jew. But he said, I'll tell you, ain't God, I'm a sinful man. Hallelujah.
I've seen your glory. I've seen your power. I've seen your miracle working power. And I know up beside you, I am a sinful person.
Amen. I don't think there'll ever be a revival in the church. I don't think there'll be a revival in America. I don't think there'll be a revival in our homes. I don't think there'll be a revival in our hearts until the saints of God cry as Isaiah did, "Woe is me, for I'm undone.
He's telling you right.
And I'm unclean." The old preacher, I've heard him preach, and he'd say this, I guess I'm pretty sure he's been with the Lord tonight. Doesn't go and be with the Lord. He'd say, "I always knew when revival was fixing to come to my church." He said, "Because my most faithful members, my most dedicated people, my most clean living people, my best folks that I can depend on, they'd start coming to altar and confessing sin." And he said, "I knew revival was fixing to come home. They had seen God in His glory." Can I ask you something tonight? How long has it been since you just got on your knees and confessed the sin that's in you tonight? Now I hope you understand what I'm preaching. It's amazing, the further you get away from God, the less unrighteousness and undoneness you see about yourself. And it's amazing, the closer you get to Him, the more the searchlight of heaven's turned on your life, and the more you see how unclean and undone you are in the sight of God. Anybody listen to preaching tonight? How long has it been since you confessed your sin? I don't mean that casual stuff. I don't mean that Catholicism that's embraced all of us. Yeah, it's rubbed off on us. Hallelujah. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. You know. Really, you ain't going to do nothing bad. You're not really sorry for it. You're just admitting you are. Not really sorry for it. Don't want to be cleansed of it. Just think it makes you feel better. And God should say something about it. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Anybody knows how quiet it got in here besides me? Hallelujah. What I mean tonight, how long has it been since you cried out from the depths of your soul? I need a cleansing. I need a purging. I need a washing. I'm from the kind of creature that I am. Things have crept in my life. Things that God have taken hold and got a foothold in my life that does not need to be there. I need you, Lord, to clean me up. I'm unclean. Hallelujah. And the Lord is interested in cleansing us. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Jesus said, "Now you are clean through the word that I've spoken unto you." Amen. Husbands, love your wife. Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it. And himself, this church. Amen. By the washing of the water of the word. That's why you need preaching. That's why you need the Bible study. Hallelujah. That's why you don't just need to hear preaching. Hang on and study the Bible. That's why you need to apply it to your life. Let it have its way in your life. It will cleanse your ways. It will cleanse you from uncleanness. Amen. Isaiah cried, "Woe is me." Boy, I've been crying, "Woe unto you," but now he cries, "Woe is me. I'm undone and a man of unclean lips." The word unclean simply just means impure. Amen. The word undone means ceases to be. He said, I hear the angels crying, "Holy," but he said, "I'm some unclean in my lips."
and I'm so undone that I can't get the word out. You're so much higher than I, and I'm so defiled I can't say holy. But when he cried for a cleansing, when he said, I'm undone and unclean, I thought one of them seraphims went by the altar, got him some tongs, got a coal of fire from off of that altar of God that is before the throne, and touched Isaiah's lips with it, and said, now, I thought about sin, it's iniquity forgiven, our iniquity is purged, amen. And then Isaiah's ears were open. It's amazing. He touched his lips, but his ears got open. And then the Bible said, the Lord said, hey God, oh, who shall I send and who will go for us? And Isaiah said, hey, I'm not cleaned up all ago. I'm not undone and uncleanable. Here am I. Send me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could I say it this way and not take away from the scripture tonight? Could I say the Lord's looking at Mount Olive tonight and said, who will preach for me? Who will pray for me? Oh, amen. Who will praise me? Who will shout? Who will sing to me? Who will live for me? Who will exalt me? Hallelujah. Is there anybody in Mount Olive tonight that's been cleaned up enough? That's been cleansed enough? That's confessed your undoneness tonight? That can say, here am I, Lord, send me! Are you sitting there tonight and cannot shout and cannot testify and cannot worship and cannot live victorious and cannot say and cannot, my friend, I'll pray and proclaim the name of the Lord because there's uncleanness in you tonight. Why don't you just say, I'm unclean and get the cleansing tonight? So here we are, sinner. Sinner, are you in our congregation tonight? And has the high priest of heaven pronounced you unclean? If you have, would you come tonight and say, Lord, I want to be clean. What about you, child of God, tonight? Have you seen yourself, amen, in the light of the Word of God, in the light of the glory of God? And do you see yourself unclean tonight? Do you see your undoneness? And will you cry as Isaiah, woe is me, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And will you cry for Him to cleanse you tonight and get rid of the uncleanness? Come, sinner, if you will. Come, child of God, if you will. Everybody stand across the building tonight. They're going to sing a verse of song. You need to use the altar. Please come tonight. Please come tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. By the way, the leper never got cleansed by saying, I'm okay. It'll pass. I'm all right. But the leper was instructed, amen, to put a cloth over his nose and his mouth. And any time he'd come in contact with anybody, to cry unclean. Hallelujah. That's what the lepers did in Christ's day. Hallelujah. But when they met him outside that village that day, and they started crying unclean, he kept walking toward them. They kept hollering louder, unclean. Don't get close to us. We'll contaminate you. But he, thank God, could not be contaminated. Hallelujah. And his cleanliness cleans up the unclean. And he tonight can cleanse your uncleanliness tonight, sinner. And he can cleanse your uncleanliness tonight, saint. Would you come? Is there a burden for you to pray? Has God spoke to you, saint, tonight? Would you come? Cry unclean tonight. And then watch him make you clean. Unclean! Is anybody unclean tonight? Does anybody want to be cleansed? Do you want to be washed in the blood? Do you want to be washed by the water of the Word? Come, sinner! Come, saint of God! While
will you not come tonight? Obey the Lord. Do what's right. Do what the Spirit of God bids you tonight. Let go and let God have His way. Cry out for mercy. Cry out for a cleansing. Cry out for a purging. Cry out for a washing tonight. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God? Have you done what you know you ought to? Have you done what the Spirit of God has bid you to do tonight? Will you leave this service with clean hands and a clear conscience tonight? Will you leave with uncleanness and uncleanness? Or will you leave cleansed tonight? Washed, purged, and made whole tonight? Oh, hallelujah.